family, who wishes to remain anonymous. They wanted to start a foundation to help keep the hospital programs going, to put money into things. The first they had actually spoken about, you know, we got $1 million here, we want to donate to you guys. And so in discussions with the family, they decided that that they would start a foundation. They've always been a low-key family. They're quite wealthy in the province, and they do a lot of donations to a lot of different places. They started numerous foundations to assist community organizations that are doing exemplary work around the province. So, and they've and with everything that they've done, it's my understanding that they've always wished to remain low key, wished to remain anonymous. They we asked if we could do pictures, and they didn't want to do that. And we actually provide a whole spectrum of services. We don't just focus on palliative care, acute care, women's health. It's a full-on hospital that we have here. But we've also tried to bridge Western medical practices with indigenous knowledge keepers, indigenous health practices as well. So that's what actually really makes our hospital very unique, is that we found a way to bridge the two health ideologies to deliver healthcare services from one end of the spectrum to the other, from acute care, emergency care, all the way to mental health services, to community programming, going out to the community, delivering indigenous cultural teachings, indigenous cultural practices, as well as indigenous cultural programming. So in everything that we do, and that's actually the beautiful thing with the hospital, and I might add that we've been accredited with exemplary status twice in a row now. So for the past 8 years, we've been able to carry the exemplary status from Accreditation Canada, which I think that basically puts us in the top 5% echelon of medical delivery and health delivery centers across Canada. So we're actually one of the best in Canada here in Fort Capel. We're very ambitious here. I know we have numerous plans in the works to expand into different areas, which I'm not at liberty to go into, but I know that we do have numerous plans to expand into different areas and to keep our services going, to keep our standards very high. That's one of the things that the hospital, all the staff at the hospital, so we have our acute care staff, palliative staff, women's health center staff, our kidney center staff, all of our healthcare delivery staff, which includes dietitians. We have youth care staff. We have all kinds of staff over there, and we keep our standards very high. So in order to keep those standards high, of course, it takes resources to be able to do that, which we are always accepting donations. We are always accepting things, and it's actually quite an interesting thing here in the Valley to watch several different communities come together. Like we'll have the community of Standing Buffalo Dakota First Nation, who will have a little bake sale or something, and then they will donate that to the hospital. And then we'll have the Lipton Women's Club that would also be raising money and then make those donations. During the winter festival, we always have numerous individuals who will come forward with $1,000, $5,000, $10,000 that their community organization, like the Legion, different places like that. So in the surrounding area, people have actually really embraced our hospital and what we do there, the services that we offer. And they see that, you know, we always, like any healthcare facility anywhere in Canada, we can always use more money to be able to keep our standards at where they're at and to deliver our programs and as well as our healthcare services. I just want to say a big thank you to the family They know who they are. We've spoken numerous times, and this is amazing. You know, this is going to go a long way. This is going to help a lot of people. This is going to help in the delivery of the services that we do. We take great pride in the work that we do, and in our location, which the individual who passed loved so much. You know, we take great pride in that, and I just want to say a big thank you to the family for coming forward and offering this donation to us.